Why mediumship training works for natural mediums. No matter what others may tell you, mediumship training is essential for becoming a qualified medium. Learn what the process is and boost your studies today. The process of unfoldment. Why mediumship training works is because of a step-by-step process called unfoldment. What is unfoldment? Read on and find out. When launching your mediumship training, you'll begin the process of mediumship unfoldment. Unfoldment means that you're developing your true spirit contact skills step by step. Moreover, each successive and successful spirit contact event helps you build on a foundation and open the door for even greater communication success. Here, you'll begin to understand why mediumship training works. Importantly, one of the most common questions I receive from individuals is, why do I need the training to become a medium if I already see and sense spirits? My response is that there are numerous essential reasons to train in mediumship formally. You'll find out these reasons as you read more. If you read the biographies of well-known mediums such as Doris Stokes, James Van Praagh, John Holland, Gordon, Smith, and others, they undertook some form of training to develop their natural talent. To add to this, most of them mention attending a development circle in their early stages of training. How to manage your natural abilities. Mediumship requires the management of natural abilities to forge a reliable link with the spirit realm. Additionally, there are protocols and specific steps that should be applied to safely ready a medium for making spirit contact. Without these practices set in place, a medium may become depleted in energy. No less important, they experience difficulties in making sustainable spirit connections, messages become cloudy, or the medium loses sight of their real purpose altogether. Ultimately, without the understanding and knowledge of the workings of spirit connectivity, practicing mediumship without proper training could cause an individual to feel like a ship without an anchor riding upon a tumultuous ocean. Any medium worth their salt has been through extensive training with a qualified teacher or school. In my early days of developing my psychic abilities, I found that my mediumship was kicking in. Often, I'd feel spirits around me trying to get my attention. My sleep was continually being interrupted, and for a while, it seemed I was in a nightmare vacuum I couldn't get out of. Luckily, I had a qualified teacher that helped me through this time. I quickly learned that I had to turn off my mediumship channels when not in a session. Without mediumship qualified guidance, serious problems can surface. Significantly, untrained natural mediums can have their problems. And more so, it's common for new mediums to haphazardly experience spirit visitations. At times they see blurry and sometimes scary faces flying at them. Some natural mediums have spirits popping in at inconvenient times. On occasion, untrained mediums experience feelings of overload and feeling scattered much of the time. To the extreme, they may even think they've gone crazy. Furthermore, the tendency to isolate may become difficult to overcome. Moreover, students in mediumship training may decide not to interact with people as they are afraid individuals or friends will think they are strange and might ridicule them. Even worse, the novice medium might fear they'll be shunned from their group of friends or support groups. Ultimately, the most effective training in mediumship builds a strong foundation and provides confidence. Subsequently, training instills a knowing that being a medium is nothing to be ashamed of and that it's a divine calling. Time, focus, dedication, and a sense of divine purpose. There is a lot that goes into developing mediumship. It is not a complicated process, but it does require time, focus, dedication, and a sense of divine purpose for helping others. First off, individuals who enter into formal mediumship training usually perform the best and most successful readings. Second, they can fall back on their foundational learning when feeling stuck or dealing with a spirit that is having trouble communicating. They understand the importance of grounding and protection as well as proper breathing techniques. Last but not least, trained mediums almost always get the most clients because of their ability to give readings that are precise, accurate, and validated by a client or group. Every student has unique inborn abilities. Excellent mediumship training involves considering each student's natural inborn abilities. Generally speaking, rather than changing how a growing medium perceives spirits, current skills should be encouraged and enhanced. Along the way, new specialties might even surface. Sadly, this is where some mediumship training organizations fall short. They insist that the student performs the instructor's method, often resulting in confusion and setbacks. At Imagine Spirit, we realize that each student is unique, and training focuses on building on each individual's unique skill sets. Why mediumship training works involves these five things. As you begin to develop your mediumship abilities safely, you will learn how to manage the physical and emotional changes that start to happen, such as 1. Physiological changes in the body. 2. Temporary aches and pains in the body that weren't there before. 3. A sudden influx of symbolic images flooding the mind. 4. Feeling strong emotions or sadness that seem foreign to you. 5. Your chakras opened wider and the feeling of psychic senses being heightened. Students should feel safe and encouraged during training. As mentioned, training should always be encouraging and safe. Novices should be allowed to experiment with their own abilities without worry of being picked on or told they are doing things incorrectly. Why mediumship training works is about structure. Structured mediumship training lets you understand and become comfortable with the changes that happen within and around you as you consciously open to the spirit world. In most cases, it allows you to build a trusting relationship with your mediumship helper or gatekeeper guides that safeguard you. More profoundly, it also helps you to forge a telepathic link with spirits. Ultimately, doing this assures the sitter that you are indeed connecting with their loved one or friend. As you continue to learn how to manage your inherent gifts, your mediumship abilities will soar. Where to start mediumship training? What kind of mediumship training should you get? I suggest any reputable school or a well-regarded teacher. When exploring possibilities, please do not put any person or school on a pedestal just because they seem to have excellent knowledge and demonstrate strong abilities. Furthermore, it's okay to ask a lot of questions before signing up. I also recommend, rather than paying a large sum of money upfront, see if you can download a sample of the course, take a mini course, or introductory course to determine if the style of teaching is the right fit for you. There are a lot of great teachers out there. Conversely, there are some who are not very qualified. In fact, you will find some mediums that don't really know what they are doing. Therefore, the training isn't thorough. Learning is self-study. People ask me, can I learn just as well from a home study course as opposed to training in person? The answer is absolutely. Our mediumship home study course was created just for this purpose. It allows those who do not have a mediumship school close by to safely and successfully develop their mediumship skills. There are also real-life recordings to listen to as individuals work through the course. We have students from all over the world, from Iraq to South America.